All right, so I've been working on my pen and paper here. Five-inch apart per kernel that we're sticking in the ground on 36-inch rows. Now, what kind of germination percentage? Are we getting 100% germination? Because if it's popping up every 4 to 7 days, if you don't see one popping up, do you just stick another kernel in that
you
void?
Can go and replant it, yeah. But really, you want to get as – that's why the planter is so important too. You know, having that good initial planting, because the better – that germination is, the more consistent it is, the better your yield will be.
Now, does it matter which way the seed is pointing in the soil?
No.
No, just as long as it's in the soil. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So calculating that up and to your ears per corn per square feet, and you've got 43,000, just over 43,000 square feet per acre. We're up to how many yields is ideal per acre?
So we planted at 20,000 20,000 population, so 20,000 plants per acre, and your good ideal yield is going to be 1,900 plants or 1,900 dozen per acre.
And multiply that up on the 30 acres you'll have. You're at over 500,000 ears of corn per year that you're expecting to pull out of 30 acres.
Yep.
That's a lot of corn.
It's a lot of corn. And that's why we plant it in succession, like I said earlier. So we plant that every week. We plant 2 acres a week. And so then that that corn is being harvested over. So we like our friends to come back again and again and again and keep getting more and more corn.
And then with the corn maze, how long do you leave the – how many acres is the corn maze?
So the corn maze is 15 acres.
So about half of your corn crop. And – does that...
But that's a different kind of corn than our sweet corn.
Oh, okay.
That's the field corn, because that's going to get... Sweet corn actually only grows about 3.5 feet tall at its max, which is very different.
Hard
it's
for a
very
maze
small
at
plant.
3 feet.
Yes. Yeah. It would work good for toddlers.
I see you. A lot of cheating going on.
But the field corn will grow 10 feet tall. And so it makes an awesome maze. I mean, you get in there and it's a whole different world.
And that's what's going into your corn syrup.
Corn tortillas, corn chips, that's edible, but also into livestock feed, so you're feeding animals that feed as well.
And your maize design is top secret until they release it, just not like Schneff Family Farms, because they do a fall corn maize. So mm-hmm. We're dying to know what. And you guys have already picked that, and you figured it out. And
it was top secret even to me until just a couple days ago.
Oh, so she knows, but we can't pull that information from you until you're ready
yet
to reveal.
Not quite yet.
But
yeah,
that's what makes it so exciting.
Have you ever got lost making the maize?
Making the maize, no, because we actually cut it when it's about 6 inches tall.
Cheater.
So we go out and cut that maize, because otherwise, talk about a lot of work. If you've got a mile worth of maize to go in and cut out 10-foot stalks and haul that out of there
without
the
messing
whole
up
time,
the
it's intense.
Boundary.
So you cut it when it's real short. We just go in and remove the plants that we don't want to grow, and that way it grows within the maize. So usually in about late August, the 1st of September, we've got a helicopter school up in Prescott that flies over, and they usually, you know, kibosh the big surprise as to what the corn maize is this year, and they start spreading it out there. But yeah, it's all good. We love it.
You can tell so much about culture and what's hot and what's not when you look at the different farms that we have that have corn mazes and what their themes are. The themes really drive it in the fall, and that's what makes it so special.
Yeah, they're fun. It's a challenge to come up with what that theme is going to be for the year, because then we use that kind of theme the whole festival after, and so it's a tough thing. It's a big decision to, you know, paint in corn.
To paint in corn and then have to stick to it after that,
yeah,
right?
It's a permanent deal, at least for the year. So it's a big commitment.
It is a big commitment. But farmers make big commitments every day, so it's not unusual for you guys.
Now, what else? One of the things I remember about the Young's Farm was the honey drip. You could see the bees coming right into the side of the store, and you could see the big honeycomb, and they had little tubes that you would just bite and suck the honey out. Do y'all have a honey pot?
We do. We have a big honey pot now, and you can come in and bottle your own honey fresh off the farm. And we've got beehives that are out thread out through the farm that we bring in for pollination. And so that's really an important cycle and piece of this puzzle that we do is that pollinating. And so you can go out there and see the hives actually at work and then come into the store and get some honey.
That's something we need to put on 2019's calendars, honey. We haven't had honey.
And we actually have quite a few
honey farmers.
Honey farmers. Yep. They're sweet. They're really sweet.
Well, and just the health benefits for consuming it in the area, if you can find it locally produced around your area, you know, especially if someone with allergies, just digesting that honey will build your immune system against the allergies and the pollen that are, you know, growing in your area.
Some people that I know that have allergies and they use honey to fight it swear by it. So honey, fresh honey is good. And we do a lot of honey.
There is a lot of honey in Arizona. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's a booming business, and they've done a great job with it. There's a lot of hives around here.
There is. So we can bring those in too.
All right. That'll be a 2019, but we're talking sweet corn today. And we're joined by Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau, who always brings in a local farmer or rancher to cover whatever our farm fresh product commodity is of the month. And we're in sweet corn because right now, I wouldn't say that all you could find it on all of Arizona right now, but it's pretty close. I mean, you've got Dewey Humboldt is obviously producing, maybe not yet up in Snowflake, and there's probably a few left down on the desert floor that are still harvesting sweet corn.
We and Cochise County, some of our farmers there are growing the sweet corn, but pretty much out of the valley, it's gone. At least they've shifted now, and some of our farmers with the summer crops have transitioned to others. We even have two seasons for cantaloupe, by the way. We have a spring season for cantaloupe and a fall. So some of those summer crop farmers have already made the shift, at least here in the valley. Sharla, their farm is in a unique location that you kind of can extend that. I didn't realize that you were already harvesting your sweet corn as early as June up in Dewey. So
it was the earliest this year it's ever been. But we had a weird early spring too with it wasn't real cold up in Prescott.
It was warmer than normal. Mm-hmm. But the microclimates kind of dictate for the farmers based on where they are, especially in retail direct market farming like Charlotte Mortimer and her family is in, really can influence based on your location some of the things you get to do and what you're growing. So that's what makes the agriculture here in Arizona so unique. Again, planting and harvesting every month of the year, 365 days out of the year. Our Midwest farmers, we love them, and they're doing some amazing agriculture in the Midwest, but they can't do what we're doing here in Arizona. It's pretty special.
And to get there, it's I-17 north between, about halfway between New River and Camp Verde's where the 69.
Yep, Cordis Junction. You're going to tie in right there at Cordis Junction onto Highway 69, headed right towards Prescott. Everybody knows where Prescott's at. And we're on the right-hand side. You can't miss us. They're the only farm on that stretch. They're the only farm anywhere near there. So it's been a great experience and opportunity, and it's our little oasis, heaven on earth, right there.
And if you're coming from south and heading north, you don't have to get off on 69. You can go up to 169 and hit one of the wine growers right there off the exit, pick up your items there, then move over to the Mortimer's family
farm. Support all of agriculture. That's right. That's what we're all about.
Fill the whole plate, just like fillyourplate.org, one of Arizona Farm Bureau's websites.
And it's designed to?
It's designed to help all of us as Arizona families to figure out what farmers markets on the weekends we want to go to, like Mortimer Farms. We can search for recipes. Every foodie website has recipes, but our recipes are mainly from our farmers and ranchers here in Arizona. It's what makes them special and unique. And then the other searchable database, which, and again, the Mortimers are on there, is if you're wanting to check out some direct market products, you can search for specific products. And the most popular searched items are beef and wine. So definitely some of the top areas of our consumption that our Arizona families like to purchase directly from the farmers.
Well, we thank y'all for joining us here. We've got one more break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the background in agriculture that's coming up on our ballots here shortly.
Yes.